Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, a warm welcome to Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group, who joins us on the phone. How are you, Paul?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, Deirdre. Thank you very much.
Great stuff. You got over St. Patrick's Day all right?
I did, yes. The weather was fine, and that helped. Would never have done. It was raining down on top of us. But anyway, look, we got away with it for a while anyway.
Actually, you know, since we're talking about it, what's the story with St. Patrick's Day parades and insurance? Do the people who run the parades have to take out public liability insurance, or how does that work?
Yeah, they do, as organisers of the parade. In recent years, they've usually done it in conjunction with the county council, through the council's own insurance company. Irish Public Bodies would have helped out in that, because it was becoming a huge problem with motor vehicles and people falling off them, etc. So it's been tidied up, in fairness, and it seems to have worked out.
Yeah, that's good. Good to hear it, because the parades are so important and it's great to keep them going. Paul, you want to start this month by talking a little bit about a bucko who was caught by the Gardaí, by the Roads Policing Unit in Mitchelstown. And my God, he just about broke every law going, but it kind of illustrates what's going on out there.
Well, it does, and would you believe I saw another instance of it this morning. The Gardaí, I've said it a number of times now have in their police units, so they'd be the road policing units, they have this specialist equipment whereby they're able to detect if a vehicle is insured or not, and who is actually the official owner of the vehicle. Is the vehicle got NCT, tax, insurance, the lot. So it's all coming into play. The licence is now beginning to come into play as well. I think by September they'll have all the licences in there. And I think this database that they now have can tell them about every single vehicle in the country, including vehicles in garages and fleets, etc., and companies. And there could be vehicles out the back, and everything now has to get on this database. Otherwise, you'll be pulled in. And in the one I sent you, which was just to remind me, really, when I saw it, was the guy doing 200 kilometres an hour in a 120 zone. I mean, he was looking for trouble before he even started. Without, you know, instead of keeping his head down, you know, he was doing 200. They picked him up, and of course, the minute they picked him up, then on the system showed you it was like the Royal Flush. He had nothing. He broke every rule going. He had no L plates up. He was an unaccompanied learner driver. He had no proper insurance. I'm not sure about the tax. I can't remember the tax now off the top of my head, but I think they tested him for something else as well, and he went down on that, you know.
The cocaine,
The road. Cocaine. So, you know, come on, lads, please. We've got to get these people off the roads. If we're to get the road debts back down, if we're to keep the accidents down, and as you know, they're skyrocketing again, we need the Gardaí. We need to assist the Gardaí with this. We need more Gardaí on the road. That's probably the moral of the story here. What do we need to do? We need more of those units on the road, picking out these people. And as I said in Cork here this morning, right in front of my eyes here on the South Mall, there was a vehicle lifted by the Gardaí road traffic unit. Obviously pulled him down, pulled him in, and had the vehicle is taken away. What does that mean? That means there's no insurance. No, there's nothing to be shown. Was he tested for something or other? Who knows? But no one wants that. And I think what I wanted to really say about that is, what are the consequences of that? And that's the biggest problem. If, for example, that young lad in Mitchelstown is going to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, America, he won't get in.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd have a criminal conviction on his hands. So, I mean, these people need to... I think we are very lax in this country, but I think things are beginning to change. And I think, you know, from the motorist's point of view, we just need to be alert, and everybody needs to be alert, because it's not you. You're a safe driver. It's the person that's coming at you.
Yeah, exactly. And just out of curiosity, Paul, because driving under the influence of cocaine is relatively new. Now, I'm not saying it's only started 6 months ago. I know it's been around for a while, but it's a growing problem. Would it be as hard to get insurance again as it would be if you were convicted, we'll say, of drink driving, when you do eventually get back on the road?
Yes is the answer. In relation to alcohol, it was always down to how many milligrams of alcohol were in your blood, and if you were sky high, then your insurance company and or any other insurance company may not be interested in you at all, and we'd have to then go to the decline cases with the insurance Ireland and see if somebody was willing to take you on. And you had no argument about how much they would charge you to get back on the road.
Yeah. Right?
It's now becoming the exact same with the drug situation, the level of drugs, what type of drugs were in the system, and it's now becoming a huge problem, the same as the alcohol. And they're being treated the exact same way. The level is vitally important, but any level is a problem. Once you go over the limit, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, moving on from car insurance, Paul, I know you also want to touch on the subject of increased rebuilding costs. And to be fair, you've been warning people about this for a long, long time, that if anything does happen to your home, the cost of rebuilding it at the moment, given what's going on in the markets and the cost of materials and that, is probably going to be an awful lot bigger than you think, which is why you need to have your home insurance in order.
Yes, you're correct. Deirdre, we've been speaking about it there now, I'd say it's a year and a half, maybe even 2 years at this stage, and a number of people have decided to ignore it. And now what has happened is that the insurance companies have taken this into their own hands, and one particular insurance company has increased the sums insured by 40%.
Okay? Good Lord, 40%.
So, 40% the sums insured. So now people are ringing us saying, what the hell is going on here? My premium has nearly gone up twice on last year, 50%. Well, okay, there's a rate increase maybe of 6 or 7%. However, when you factor in the 40% that they've put on your sums insured, so if your sum insured was 200, it's now 280. So you need to check your sums insured, right? A number of people would have said, oh, I don't know how to do it, etc. We've told people several times how to do it. My advice always is get some assistance from a builder, someone in the trade, a quantity surveyor, a loss adjuster, an architect, even an auctioneer would have an idea on the size of your house. It is in square metres, and then you convert it into square feet as well. So, the bungalow that you built for 100,000 punt, shall we call it, 35 years ago, is now 250,000 euros. That's about as much as I can tell you. When we spoke about this 18 months ago, I would have said 200,000 euro. So now you can see the increase in that space of time. And I keep telling people, just go in and get a price to put on a granny flat or something, and you will discover that you will have no change out of 100,000. If you can find the builder in the first instance. So it's a huge problem that's out there. And it's the last thing that you need in the event of having a claim to be told, well, you're totally underinsured. And we saw an awful lot of that in the last 6 months with the floods and the water damage claims that were coming in, and the loss adjusters for the insurance companies coming back to us to say, that house is way underinsured.
Yeah,
which means the claim is going to be reduced.
Yeah, so in, just to put it in very simple terms, Paul, if my house burned down tomorrow morning and I only had it insured for, we'll say, 100 grand, I might get a nasty shock to discover that my insurance company will only give me the cost of I had it insured for, but in actual fact, to rebuild it would cost me twice or three times that. Is that summing it up?
That's a very simple method, and it's spot on.
Yeah.
If you're insured for 100,000, you're not getting a penny more than 100,000 to start with, no matter what the value is. So you need to get that sum insured right.
Yeah. So if you do nothing else today, listeners, go on to this calculator. It's a SCSI.ie, Paul, isn't it? SCSI?
It's the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, SCSI.ie. The other thing to remember is, and we've all done this for people that have built years ago, we've all added on granny flats, we've put on conservatories, we've put on sunrooms, we've put on garages, we've put on back kitchens, we've done everything like that. We've put in timber floors, we've put in expensive kitchens, and we've put in bedroom units. They're all part of the building.
Yeah.
They're all, anything that you can take from, as a rule at home, anything you cannot take out of the house, if you were leaving it tomorrow morning, if you sold and were leaving, you leave the kitchen, the timber floors and the bedroom units. Do you know what I mean? You'll take the beds and the sofa maybe and the TV and things like that. But anything that you can let in the house, that as a rule at home, they're the buildings.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You need to calculate it based on those figures.
Make sure your house isn't underinsured. Absolutely. If you take only one message away from the slot today. Paul, we'll take a break at this point, but we have some very interesting questions for you from the listeners. And again, just to remind listeners, if you'd like to ask Paul anything about any aspect of insurance, please do give us a call, 066 712 3666. 16 minutes past two, you're listening to Talk About on Radio Kerry, and we're back with you shortly.
Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group, keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
083 300 3300, if you have a question by WhatsApp or text for Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group, who's with us now. Mary has a question for you, Paul. She says, please ask Paul, is a cow box in a locked shed covered by our public liability insurance?
That's a tough one. I mean, a cow box, I presume, obviously, we're talking about a farm. And I would imagine that the item itself would need to be noted under the policy somewhere, either under the motor policy for fire and theft, or under the farm policy as a farm implement. And what then the farm insurer would say what conditions are attached to that. So one way or another, they need to disclose the item to their insurer if they want to make sure it's covered for theft.
Okay. Listener says, would you have any advice, Paul, for a young driver about getting insured? We're talking about a 17-year-old female waiting to do her theory test. Which would be better for her once she passes it? Get her own policy as a main driver, or be a named driver on her parents' policy, or insurance with the insurance company while doing driving lessons?
The best advice I can give there is first of all, check what insurance policy your parents have, and that you can get on that policy. A number of insurers, the one I know most particularly about is Aviva. Aviva have the Aviva driving school, and they can put you on the parents policy while you're doing your driving lessons with the Aviva driving instructor, and you're covered under that policy. When you get your test, and they have a number of, you know, so they have the progressive system whereby if you want to get ready for the test and then after the test as well, that they can help you along the line and get you your own policy. You need to build up experience. That's the most important thing outside of getting your test. So it's a progression. If you can get on the parents' policy, whereby, and remember that you must be accompanied by your parents, one of your parents or your guardian or whoever that person is, that is the best way to go. The other, I think Allianz have it as well, and AXA probably have it as well. So, you know, that for me is the best way to go. Going out on your own now, 17 provisional license, starting out with no experience, it's a minefield. It's pick a figure out of the sky.
Okay.
There's no experience. You've nothing going for you. You've nothing to say other than you're 17. That's unfortunately the situation. So you need assistance here. And I'm saying, you know, go to one of the driving schools who will assist you in getting the experience and then being able to get more experience on your parents' car, get ready for the test, do the test, get your test, and then you're ready to move on from there. So, and there are other courses you can do after that as well in your own time and get extra credits towards them, and insurers then will look on that favourably.
Shane in Tralee has a very interesting question for you, and in fairness to him, he picked up on this. I didn't notice it, but he says he was listening to you talking about people being over the legal limit for alcohol when driving. He says, but Paul mentioned someone who has taken cocaine could be over the legal limit for cocaine. Am I nuts or something? Is there a legal limit for cocaine use? Surely not. And it's the first time I've heard this or read it in articles.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not the first time, sorry. Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm no expert on cocaine, but and I was asked a similar question already today. The Gardaí will test you for cocaine in your system or other drugs in your system. They have the testing equipment. I'm not very au fait with it, but once that shows positive for any signs of cocaine or any other drugs in your system, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
The same as with drink driving. And we're very au fait with the drink driving system because there's limits. We know the limit, and then the Gardaí will be able to tell you how far over that limit you are. How far over the limit determines, as I wanted to talk about, the consequences of all this. What are the consequences? If someone's caught with drug driving, they're in serious trouble. They have a conviction coming. Will they be able to go to Australia, New Zealand, America? You know, who's going to... You are asked these questions to get into the country. Their country, Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, think about it. Look at what the damage you could be doing for the future, let alone then your driving conviction as well with that. And if you are staying in this country, then the insurance company, your current insurer, may decide they're not taking you. Any other insurer may also decide the same. You are entitled to motor insurance quotation. So the Insurance Ireland decline cases comes into play. And we're seeing more and more of that now all the time in relation, because we find people with multiples of these things between alcohol and drugs.
The simple
answer here, and the simple to the question, I think it came out in some survey that the RSA were doing last week. The simple thing is, none of them. No glass of wine, no pint of Guinness, you know what I mean? No puff of cannabis. You just don't do it if you're going to sit into a car and drive.
So if you're found with even a trace of cocaine in your system,
yes,
it's curtains.
Yes. As I understand it.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on from that one. Donal wants to ask you, if you're insured in a car, can you take out another policy if you want to insure a small van?
Yes is the answer to that, and I wanted to touch on that as well. So great question, and I keep getting this question asked. Oh, I have the driving other vehicles under my car policy, can I drive a van with it? No, an emphatic no. With every insurance company in this country, if you have a car policy, it does not cover you to drive a van. Doesn't matter who owns the van or where it is or whatever, you're not covered for a van, a truck, a bus. Nothing. If you're insured to drive a car, that's what it is. Under the driving of other cars extension, which you can get, there are restrictions on that as well as to who owns the car and the size of the car. So, and whether it's obviously taxed, maybe a consideration as well, or a garage car. Garage car is usually okay, but you might be getting a loan from a neighbour. The car has not been used for 6 months and it's lying out the back. Is it taxed? Is it NCT'd? And are you able to drive it? You need to ask the question, does your policy cover it? Because once again, the consequences can be crazy. You could be done for no insurance.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of related to that, a listener is wondering if you have any advice for somebody who wants to take out one policy to insure both a car and a bike.
No, there is no such thing in this country. There was, and there wasn't you, but since Brexit, that's all gone. We have nobody now that will insure a car and a bike. What you can maybe have is, if you're in the motor trade business, You may have an extension to drive motorcycles, but once again, that needs to be checked that is covered under a motor trade policy. But in the general rule of thumb for us normal mortals, the answer is no. You need a separate bike policy.
Okay. A couple of people are asking this very similar questions, Paul. They just want to know why car insurance is so expensive in this country at the moment. How long have you got?
How long have we got? Yeah, all right, okay. Listen, as long as I have been driving, and that's a fair few years, motor insurance has always been expensive relative to the cost of the economy, the other things that we normally would set it by, maybe the price of a house. The price of a house 30 years ago was maybe £30,000. What's it now, and what's real? It's 10 times higher. So what's relative to that when you take out the price of insurance? Would you believe Northern Ireland has surpassed us, gone way past us? The average cost of motor insurance now in Northern Ireland is £800, and in London is £1,000. And when you bring that back to euros, we're way lower than the rest of them. So it is expensive, and I'm not making any excuse for insurance companies here. It is expensive, and the price is beginning to creep back up again because of the cost of repairs of vehicles. And I think we touched on that the month before last, we kind of touched on the fact that if you blew off your wing mirror now in a new car, how much would it actually cost you? I've seen prices range from 1,000 to 2,500 euros because of all the electrics that are linked now to mirrors, as an example. And just another one, as I came across it, was that you could actually be failed in your driving test if your wing mirror light was not working.
Yeah.
I dispute it, but I've heard of people failing their test because their wing mirror light is not working. There's an LED light in most of the new cars now on the wing mirrors that do a bit of indicating as well. I would dispute it, but I've heard of people failing their test because that light is gone, or it was knocked off, or it was hit and damaged and hasn't been repaired.
Paul, before we let you go, because we're out of time, a Killarney lady wants to make an appointment to see you, and she I'll tell you, she likes the sound of you, Paul, and she's wondering, do you ever operate out of the Tralee office or any other office in Kerry?
Yeah, I do. I love going to Kerry, to be honest with you. And yes, we can set up something. There's no doubt. Actually, we helped last month. We helped when we were talking about the number of days you could let your property unoccupied. We actually helped a lady from Kerry who was, and she wasn't insured with McCarthy's, but I was still able to help her and give her some advice, and she got herself sorted at the end of the day.
Very good.
Yes, we're always there to help. But, like, I may sound like the expert at times, I can guarantee you I have a load of people working for us in the offices that are super expert on all this, and they'd be telling me at times how to get over the hump.
So what she should do is probably ring the nearest office to her and
whatever is nearest to her there, Tralee or maybe even Ratmore. We can arrange to meet there we'll arrange it between us.
Great stuff. Paul, we leave it there. Thank you for answering all those questions, and great advice as always, and we look forward to catching up with you next month.
And if anybody wants to ring 1-800 free phone 50 11 11, and we'll ring you back free of charge.
Great stuff. Thanks a million, Paul. All the best. That's Paul Kavanagh there from the McCarthy Insurance Group. And thank you for all the questions. Sorry we didn't get around to answering them all. But if you phone that free phone number, somebody from Paul's, one of the many offices of the MIG Group, will get back to you.